Welcome, welcome everyone to The Enthusiast Life. I am your host, Mark Turcotte. I'm so glad each and every one of you have decided to make me a part of your day. Well, my friends, it is Friday. That's right, it is Bad Batch Friday as we are beginning the final countdown to the final episode of The Bad Batch. Today we are talking about episode 15, part one of the finale that they're calling Return to Kamino, which was kind of weird. Actually, when you look at Disney Plus, I think it just says The Finale Part One, but when the episode starts, it's called Return to Kamino, which I thought was just kind of weird. They haven't done anything like that yet. So if you haven't tuned into one of these episodes before, we are just going right into spoiler territory with this episode. So if you do not want to be spoiled or hear about this show, stop what you're doing right now, pause it, go watch the episode, and come on back. So yes, my friends, we are, man, what an episode of Star Wars The Bad Batch this week. We're finally getting back to the good stuff, I think is the right way to phrase it. You know, past couple weeks, we've just kind of had these missions that were fun and, you know, it was neat being kind of going along here with the Bad Batch, but it's like they kind of got away from kind of the overall story that was kind of happening in the game. Well, now we're back in it because, of course, at the end of last week's episode, Hunter did get captured by the Empire, by Crosshair. And in this episode, we see him brought back to Kamino because in the end, kind of the ultimate plan seemed to be to really, they wanted to get Omega because she was kind of the original DNA of, you know, Jango Fett that kind of created all the clones. They wanted to basically get her DNA, but they also wanted to get the rest of the Bad Batch, probably not only to shut them down or, you know, eliminate them, but also maybe use their DNA to basically enhance these mutations, because that's what we learned. You know, they come to, we see the lab basically where Clone Force 99, the Bad Batch, were created. Omega brings them there when they get to Kamino, and I thought that was interesting. She says, like, I was there when you were created. I was there when they enhanced your mutations, is what she says. So it's like they already had mutations, and you wonder, like, how they discovered the clones had these mutations in the first place. Was that something through training? Was it intentionally created? I mean, it doesn't seem like it was maybe it was some sort of, purposefully in, you know, created mutations. I mean, maybe that's what happened here with them. But either way, they were enhanced in this lab. But then, you know, very quickly, she says they were just kind of let out into the regular just kind of force of clones that are out there. But then obviously they wrangled them in at some point. I mean, because, you know, working together, they know each other very well. They work together well. They clearly didn't just spend time like the regular clone troopers kind of out there. But I just thought that was kind of interesting in seeing that. Going back to Kamino and learning kind of what Omega knows about just the clone facility. You know, when they fly back, they're using the beacon, of course, that Crosshair, you know, basically gets them to come back to Kamino with. And she says, you know, get closer to the water, closer to the water. I mean, Tech is just like, wait a minute, no, like this isn't, we're just going to go right in the water. And she's like, no, just get a little bit closer. This landing pad comes up, and then we learn that on Kamino, they have all these tubes, transport tubes underneath the water. I thought that was very interesting. And we learned, what is it, Nala Se was her name, is the one that let Omega know about that. And it went directly to the lab. So, you know, that was obviously a way for, was it maybe, I'm not going to say an escape tube, but it was a way for them to bring things in maybe without other people seeing things happening in Kamino. Because why wouldn't you just land on the regular landing pad? You know, why did the scientists have their own transport tube? What's kind of interesting, like, what else are they working on there that maybe they didn't want other people to see, right? That's the only reason you're going to have anything like that is you're working on something that you don't want people to see. I thought was crazy. And of course, when they get there, we learn that, you know, Rampart tells Crosshair, like, everybody's gone. Like, basically, all the regular troopers are gone and the scientists. Everybody's basically being transported off these facilities. And of course, we learn at the end it is because they are destroying the facilities, which, I mean, the minute he said that, it's like, okay, that's why. That's why we never go back to Kamino in anything we've ever seen. You know, the clones obviously are something that the Empire, well, let's say the Republic, utilized to, essentially create the war. You know, the Palpatine used them to create this war, and they were always fighting for the Republic, of course, so the ultimate plan being to have them turn and create the Empire. And seeing how strong, how powerful they were, the Empire now would not want someone else to be able to come in and create these clones. That's why they've gathered up all the scientists. And they said they transferred the clones off-world. I mean, let me say this too. Hold on a second before we even go anymore. Season 2 confirmed for the Clone Wars. We did learn. Disney put that out yesterday. So I could see that being Season 2 of hooking up with Rex again and maybe trying to find where these clones are going and maybe somehow trying to save the clones, maybe, because the Empire wants nothing to do with them, right? They just have these regs now. I mean, we learned there's all TK troopers all over Kamino. We learned where they were last week in, what was it, Dorla or the name of that place? That old facility there with them. Now, suddenly, we have TKs all over Kamino, and they're ditching the clones. So this is, we knew this was going to happen at some point, because clearly we just see it in all the Star Wars that we watch. But, you know, that's what's cool about getting that here, is now we get to really kind of see it become a reality. And by the end of the episode, obviously Rampart is just destroying the Kaminoans facilities here on Kamino. And that, you know, my guess is so no one else can do it. Now you fast forward and kind of you can start speculating, well, we see, you know, come the Mandalorian time, there's still a scientist still alive, a clone scientist. So they think they're getting rid of all the scientists, but yet there's still a scientist who knows how to do clones. You know, the jury can still be out. Maybe with Grogu and all that, maybe that was where they were able to create Snoke. But I'm starting to see we're getting some breadcrumbs here that there may be this larger clone force, and we may be going down that route somewhere in the future of Star Wars, that there is somebody somewhere, just like happened here in the prequels, a clone army being developed. Now, who would things seem at peace, right, by the end of Rise of Skywalker? You know, that it seems like all is good in the galaxy, like everything's cool. But what we've seen just with the transition from the Republic to the Empire, not every planet wants to go right along with the plan. So sure, things seem at peace with Palpatine gone and all that, but every planet kind of wants to be their own and kind of marches to the beat of their own drum. So I don't think we're ever going to be able to really find truly peace in the galaxy. You know, when you have a common threat like the Empire, of course, all the planets, everybody goes kind of along with that. But when you're in this space where there's just so much ambiguity to control or leadership or anything like that, I think that could lead to a lot of chaos. And I think what would be better than chaos and a massive clone army out there to kind of step up and kind of, you know, if anybody wants to try and do Empire Part 2, I'm sure they could do it now. I'm sure fans wouldn't necessarily want that, but I think it'd be pretty cool if they did. I love the conversations that Hunter and Crosshair had. You know, I think it was awesome kind of putting them back into their training facility and having Omega release all these the robots, the droids back on them and have them fight, because at that point, you know, they're arguing amongst themselves, but then it gives them a common enemy for them to fight together again, which they did, because I mean, if they didn't, they're going to be decimated, so they had to have that common enemy. But of course, at the end, they kind of turn the tables on Crosshair. But interesting that we learn Crosshair has lost his inhibitor chip, and Hunter says, when? And he said, it doesn't matter. And he says, but it does matter. I need to know, like, basically let me know when. And Crosshair says, well, this is just who I am. That basically, I guess, is his mutation. I don't know. You know, you would think with everything they've been through and everything that he's seen that he would want to side with them. I mean, through their conversation, he's admitting he is. I'm going to give you a chance. I'm going to, you know, we're going to take the girl, keep her safe. Her being with you doesn't keep her safe. She's constantly in danger. I mean, all that makes sense of what he was saying, but he still is siding with the Empire. And really, he's being blind to the fact of what's truly happening. I mean, Hunter says, you know, they're getting rid of all the clones. And he says, yeah, but you know, they're keeping the good ones around, or the necessary ones, whatever the phrasing that he uses. But at the end of this episode, we're seeing that they're really not, dude, because you're on the facility and Tarkin is telling Rampart, just blow it all up, right? Just blow everything up. Who cares? And, you know, who cares if they're on there? That'll deal with the problem with the clones. So they're still viewing at that point then Crosshair as a problem. That's what I think is going to happen here, maybe in this next episode, is number one, they got to get off this facility, right? Because it's ending with it basically crashing down into the water. Crosshair is technically out of it right now. I mean, they basically zapped him, you know, so he's kind of not exactly, hasn't come to yet, but I could see that being the thing that basically gets him to turn is, hey, you know, you said they're keeping the good runs around. Well, guess what? They're not, because they tried to kill you, my friend. Like, they want you out. That, I think, is the thing that could possibly turn him, especially now without the inhibitor chip. We know that's out. He could potentially be swayed and potentially be, pressured to side with them. I still think he just has that sinister side to him, that maybe he wouldn't always be on their side. But I think if anything, this is the thing that could potentially, put him back on track. So I guess we just got to wait to see, but, great episode. Wow. What an awesome episode. I mean, just the action of them battling is great. The animation again, fantastic. I love the contrast of the storms on Kamino with the water and all that coming down. And then to the scenes inside the, Kamino Lab, where, you know, everything's bright white, the kind of clone facility. And also love the just kind of, I don't know how many people picked up on this, the quick little camera work they did right when they're getting ready to blow up the facility. They did like three camera shots inside showing that the place was completely empty, that everyone was gone except for the Bad Batch. I don't know if it was a way of saying like, yeah, they're not really murdering everybody, just kind of like appease, you know, that, hey, we're not slaughtering all these folks, which I don't really think it was that. I think it was just kind of this artistic message. I don't know. It was really, really cool, really powerful, I thought, the way they did that. All right. Well, that's it for me, guys. Man, what an episode. Let me know what you thought of this episode. Hit me on Twitter at Marturka, M-A-R-K-T-U-R-C. Email me, theenthuselife@gmail.com. Would love to know your thoughts on this episode. Did you enjoy it? This was it, man. And we only got one episode left. But the good thing is, we know the series isn't done because, yes, my friends, we are getting season 2 come next year, which I am ecstatic about. So glad we're getting that second season. Well, I am glad we're getting a second episode here after this finale, finale part 2. But I am glad we're getting a season 2 because, the show is awesome. I'm loving these characters, and there's a lot more to tell. And what an episode this was. Like, I know they can't keep this going throughout all the seasons, but when it's really telling this just story, the overall story of them and not just these little side missions, this show is fantastic. I mean, what an episode. So let me know your thoughts. Hit me up. And other than that, guys, have a great weekend. I'll be back, of course, Monday. Starting next week, remember, we're going to be doing What If Wednesdays, starting on Wednesdays. We'll have one more Bad Batch episode next week. And we'll kind of be doing What If for a little while. I'm trying to think. We got Hawkeye coming up. I don't know what the difference between What If and Hawkeye is going to be. We may have a couple weeks off there in between. And then, of course, are we getting the Book of Boba Fett this December? We'll be talking about that as well. So enough of that. Have a great weekend, guys. And until next week, we'll catch you next time.